This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Garrett County farmer says he enjoys raising his family on the farm that he operates with his brother. Scott Barnes, who represents the 8th District on the Kentucky Farm Bureau Board, says he and his brother are the fourth generation to work the family cattle farm.
75 mama cows on it, and calf them out each year, and I've also branched out a little bit, and we've rented two other farms, and we background 240 feeders twice a year.
Barnes says his brother does custom hay work.
He's kind of ventured out into some custom hay baling, so we put up about 6,000 rows a year for other farmers around in the community. Altogether, our whole operation consists of about 450 acres.
He adds, her great-grandfather bought the original farm several years ago.
I'm not real sure what year he started buying it, but I do know at the time he got all 270 acres bought, he had a whopping $35,000 invested in the land, and everybody in the community thought he was crazy.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For cornstalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
We live in such a beautiful state. The Commonwealth is full of scenery, just waiting to be captured with a photo. Your Ag Edge wants you to showcase our state. Some have already emailed beautiful snapshots. Now we want yours. Email your pics to youragedge@edgemediagroup.net. Let us know a little about your pic, too. Once again, email your photos to youragedge@edgemediagroup.net. You could see them very soon at youragedge.com. That's youragedge.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Scott Barnes says in Garrett County, weather's always a challenge.
We're either way too wet or way too dry. You know, there's no happy medium. I mean, I know the grain farmers depend on it as well, but I hear it just seems like it's a constant battle with us. You know, our hay either ain't yielding or it's too wet to get in the field to take care of the crops.
He adds, bringing the children up on the farm is what makes it worth it.
I'm standing here talking to you today. I got a 2-year-old out here. He's running around climbing on the bobcats and the tractors, and you know, it's good family time. I got a niece and nephew that, you know, I've got a 10-year-old niece, and she can drive a tractor as well as I can.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.